Brett Bikita from News Radio here, and on this edition of Talk of the Town, you know my background. I love talking sports, and we've got a great success story going on to the north of Grand Rapids, up in Big Rapids, with the Ferris State Athletics program, but more particular, the women's volleyball program. We'll get into that in just a minute. As head coach of the women's volleyball program up there, Tia Brendel Wilhelm is our guest. And Tia, first and foremost, congratulations. Third straight year you guys have won the GLIAC Tournament Championship and also GLIAC Regular Season Champs. You get ready for tournament play.
Yeah, we're thank you for that. We're very excited.
Well, when you look at it in this year, in compared to other years, when you're so successful, I'm sure they all kind of blend together. But 28-5 with this group of ladies overall, 16-1 in the GLIAC. I mean, Coach, that's an awesome job. Well done by a lot of homegrown products right here in the state of Michigan.
Yeah, we do actually have a good portion of our roster every year is from Michigan. Michigan volleyball is at such a good level, and you know, we're just able to, you know, get some of the really great players that we want out of the state. So we always look first in Michigan.
Well, you've been doing this for a long time. This is your 21st season. Now it'll be your 11th NCAA Division II National Tournament appearance. But as you know, you have to start somewhere with a program. And I want you to kind of rewind the clock with us a little bit. And especially over the last, I would say, 6 or 7 years with a new athletic director coming in, and Perk Weisenberger. He's got a background in the state. But just where your program has gone and where Ferris State Athletics has gone in the last, say, 5 to 6 years, with all the programs seem to be on a rise.
Yeah, you know, I have to wind back a little further. 21 years ago, I was so lucky to get this position, and I was so young and inexperienced, and yet the athletic director believed in what we could do, and you know, Ferris volleyball was so strong and really set the tone for volleyball in the GLIAC, and you know, and that was from Kathy DeBoer, who you know really built the program back in the 80s, and she's a Grand Rapids native too, so it's kind of just neat to see what she built, and then being able to, you know, move on and keep coaching her program. But, you know, we've had good success through the years at Ferris. When Perk came in, I think we're at a point where, you know, he brought in a really great attitude and a mindset that, you know, it's not what you have, it's what you do with what you have. And his mindset was, you know, just get out there and get things done, and if you need something, you work hard and you make it happen. And I love that, because I thought he changed the culture of our coaching staff and just really allowed us to be free to do the work that we wanted to do to build the programs in a positive way, not just winning, but building programs where we have good athletes and they're in the community and they're involved, and you know, it's a whole well-rounded program. And Perk just gave us the opportunity and freedom to, you know, to do that on a high level for sure.
I got a chance to work with him when I was a student back at Central Michigan University when he was the associate athletic director there. And one of the things, when I got a chance to talk to him when he took over this job, that he really wanted to embrace and kind of take advantage of was the uniqueness of what we call West Michigan, as you know. You know, Big Rapids and Ferris State, there's a campus here in Grand Rapids as well. Grand Rapids and West Michigan is a gold mine as far as high school athletics, let alone people that want to come up. It's not a far trip and watch Ferris State. You've got an alumni base here. And I look at the coaching staff that he's either built or that sustained. And, I mean, you're an example of that. You're a Whitehall native. So, I mean, you know all about it. This really is kind of a dream job for you, a chance to return home and be at a program like Ferris State. But he's done that with Tony Anise. He's done that with Andy Bronkema, the men's basketball coach from McBain, who played at Cornerstone here in town. And I think that's cool. I think that says a lot about the athletic department and kids excited to want to come and play there, because you guys all know about West Michigan.
Yeah, for sure. They're just – West Michigan is – great sports area, for sure. We know that. Most of us grew up here playing. And then you have those connections to the coaches and the programs that, you know, that you were a part of. So, but it really is. I mean, there's so many opportunities, because there's a lot of great athletes. And, you know, we tend to have more close-knit families. And, you know, the kids want to go to school at a place where, you know, they can be successful and get a great education, and yet their parents can still come and watch them play and be a part of their experience, too.
I mentioned third straight GLIAC tournament championship for your squad this year. Just wrapping up, you hosted the GLIAC conference tournament, also won the regular season. And now for the second year in a row, you get to host the NCAA Midwest Regional. It'll happen December 1st through the 3rd. You're the number one seed. There'll be eight teams there. If you're a volleyball fan at all, you want to go up and watch this. It's going to be played at Jim Wink Arena right there on campus, home of the Bulldogs for basketball for men and women. And you got huge crowds last year. I mean, talk a little bit about the spectacle it is and how appreciative you are to host this event.
Oh, we're so excited. Our athletic department does so much work to make the event just a really special event for all the student athletes that are there. And we've gotten quite a bit of experience in hosting NCAA events the last 4 or 5 years. So I think that's been, you know, just really great for our department and our whole staff. I mean, Perk and John Coles and Sarah Higley, they do such a good job of making this an event and making it easy for the coaching. So, you know, we don't really have to worry about anything as coaches. We just get to go and play. And I'll tell you, we have such a great crowd. You know, we have a very committed following in the community, you know, on campus, and then obviously the student athletes at Ferris are the number one fans of every other team. So, you know, there's just that kind of support, and to be able to play at home and play for those, you know, those fans is just great. But I'll tell you, all eight teams in the regional this year are really good.
Yeah.
So it's one of the strongest regions in the country, and it's going to be great volleyball. Every single match is just going to be, I expect a lot of tight matches and, you know, a lot of extra sets, and I just think it's going to be, you know, really high level. It'll be exciting for volleyball fans for sure.
For the full bracket, by the way, ticket information, how you can get your tickets in advance or to follow more of Ferris State Women's Volleyball, go to ferrisstatebulldogs.com. That's ferrisstatebulldogs.com. We're talking about the Ferris State Athletics with women's volleyball coach Tia Brendel Wilhelm has joined us here on Talk of the Town. And let's talk a little bit about your squad. Why not, coach? And you look at it, it's led by a great senior. You only have three on the squad, by the way, so the future looks bright. But Stephanie Sikorsky, a senior out of Rochester, named the GLIAC Player of the Year this year, also Setter of the Year. It all kind of starts with her, doesn't it?
It sure does. I'll tell you, we graduated four-year starters basically last year, and you know, we knew we had some big holes to fill, and Stephanie really focused on doing the things that she needed to do to help this team be successful, and you know, to not look back at last year's team and try to replicate that, but try to find the strengths of this year's team. And I'll tell you, this team has worked so hard. I mean, they started in January, even before that, just thinking, you know, we just want to get better. We want to uphold the, you know, the standards of the program. And we had all new people. When we started our first match, we had only one player in the same position who had played on the court the year before. So
wow.
It was, you know, very young. We're very inexperienced, but this team does a great job of staying focused in the moment and just trying to get a little bit better. We say 1% better every day, probably 10 times a day. You know, that's our focus. Just get a little bit better, move on to the next day, and just focus on that day one at a time.
Coach, one other player I want to spotlight from the area, from Hudsonville High. You can't miss her. I call her little Lauren Reminga at 5'4".
Yeah.
She's only a junior, but boy, she makes a big plays for you.
Oh my gosh. She got honorable mention all conference this year, and the girl does some great stuff. She is, you know, she's always been a great defender, and she hasn't gotten a lot of chances to be out on the court, and she just fought really hard through the spring and the summer to earn that libero jersey, and she just, you know, she's willing to step up and make big plays for the team whenever we need to. You know, her level of play has gone up tremendously.
GLIAC conference champs in the regular season, tournament champs hosting the NCAA Midwest Regional. Get up to Big Rapids and see it at Jim Wink Arena December 1st through the 3rd as the number one seed, your Bulldogs of Ferris State in women's volleyball. She also, by the way, not humble, she shouldn't be, because she, for the second straight year, GLIAC Coach of the Year, Tia Brendel Wilhelm is our guest. Tia, congratulations and continued success with this program. Best of luck in the tournament.
Thank you, Brett. It's been an honor to talk. Thanks.
This has been an edition of Talk of the Town, focusing on Ferris State Athletics right here on News Radio with 1300 and 106.9 FM.